We've spent the last 4 weeks working on the four agreements. We're talking and exploring these four agreements based on the book by Don Miguel Ruiz called The Four Agreements. And think of these agreements as things that we've taken to be true about our society, about ourselves, about the way the world operates and how things should be. And much of what happens in society happens because it's intelligent to have order. Without order, there's chaos. Chaos doesn't feel good. So it makes sense to have some expectations about how life should show up, if you will. And as a result of some of the rules that we've made about what things should look like, we suffer at times because we've forgotten how to be joyful, how to sing, how to, what did you call it? Suck with style. Because we've been told that it's not okay to suck. And certainly the idea of sucking with style is a good one. Live life to its fullest. And so we've done these 4 weeks where we've looked at the four agreements. And as the 4 weeks have progressed, new ideas have come to me. And as a result of our Wisdom Wednesday discussion group, some other insights have kind of popped up and other aspects have popped up. And so I feel like we're not done with the four agreements yet. I'm sure if we could spend 6 months on them and we'd still not be done. But I want to share some more ideas with you about the four agreements and how they interact with unity's principles. Now remember that birthday song the song I sing to Happy Birthday that talks about unity's principles, one universal power, a network of all. Ideas lead to experiences. Take time to be still, you'll live in peace. Right? That's unity's principles done Rona style, where I can remember what they are. And then the second verse starts at the bottom, because the idea is, of the fifth principle particularly, is you'll live in peace. That's the promise of it. But how do you live in peace? You apply the principles. And so the second verse in Rona's version of the five principles is putting principle into practice. And we do that by singing that song, working backwards. And I don't know if I've got that on my screen yet. Right. So how it goes is, if peace, it also could be when peace isn't there. So when peace isn't there, take time to be still and question your thinking. What other idea could add more peace? And so I kept thinking of this second verse, which is how to put our principles into practice in light of these four agreements. And I realized how powerful it is to actually follow that little ditty. Because when peace isn't there, each one of these agreements invite us to take time to be still, question our thinking, and consider another idea that will add more peace. That's really what the four agreements is all about. And so, let us look at some of these agreements. The first one that we looked at was be impeccable with your word, also known as Don't do anything that goes against yourself. And one of the, there were two things that, that came up as a result of this, this agreement in our discussions. And one was, how am I being impeccable with my word if I promised to love and honor through death do us part, but now I can't stand this anymore? I'm kind of paraphrasing. But that person is not the person who I married or that I agreed to be with, or that workplace is not the workplace that that I agreed to join, or whatever other group it might be. So don't just limit it to marriage, but naturally that's the place where people vow all the time to live together till death do us part. And so the question is, how can I be impeccable with my word and ask for a divorce? And the question that comes, the agreement that we've lived with, certainly what my mother lived with, was you made your bed, you lie in it. In fact, I see nods. You made your bed, you lie in it, suck it up. Of course, they weren't more polite in those days and never used those words. But you deal with it, deal with it. And what we look into scripture, and scripture says the only acceptable reason for divorce is adultery. So what's adultery? Well, adultery is when you're having sexual relationships outside of the marriage, which is being unfaithful. My way of looking at it, and now I'm completely just throwing it out there, but the idea of faithfulness in marriage is more than the bedroom. And so if someone is no longer loving you, treating you with the love and respect that you deserve, then they've already broken the marriage agreement. And so being impeccable with your word may mean choosing to stay, and it may mean choosing to leave. Because the most important part of being impeccable with your word is being true to yourself. And what is written in the book, The Four Agreements, if others say one thing but do another, you are lying to yourself if you don't listen to their actions. Somewhere else it says, if someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away from you. That person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure many years of suffering with him or her. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will heal. Then you can choose what you really want. So that's one aspect that I invite you to consider about being impeccable with your word. Loving yourself enough to know what the right thing is for you. And not allowing something that you may have said 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago to be the thing that hobbles you now. Be free. Make a choice. Another place that we had a discussion is the idea of not being impeccable with our word when it comes to conflict. That we have a tendency, some of us, to avoid conflict so much that we will essentially shut ourselves down and let another voice have more power than we do. And so this becomes a place where we betray ourselves if we do this. If we do this, especially if we do this unconsciously, when we betray ourselves, what happens? We start to feel resentful. We start to feel resentful. It will affect the relationship. It affects our own health. We are not being impeccable with ourselves. And sometimes, of course, it makes sense to go along to get along. And sometimes, there are times when it may be appropriate to have your voice heard. Because if it's true that we are all expressions of one power, then it doesn't matter whether you are a king or a pauper. It doesn't matter if you are male or female. It doesn't matter if you are aged or young. You are as worthy of having a voice and a preference and all that comes with it as anyone else. And so the encouragement here that I would ask you to think about is to be deliberate about giving away your power. Find a way to stay empowered. And it could be that you say yes to whatever the request or the demand may be. The difference is to say it in a way where you are choosing. Think of it as the victim accedes, the victim gives in, the victor allows. The victor makes a decision and says, yes, I'm okay with this, no resentment, open, willing to do this. Accede, shrinking. Allow, expanding. The way it says it in the book, actually, is that the victim represses and the warrior refrains. There's an element of choice. Represses, pushed down, chooses not to look and feels resentment because of that. Imagine the word repression as an energy bubble that you're trying to keep beneath the surface. Refrains is, I am choosing a certain way. And perhaps one of the most powerful messages about this idea of keeping your power by you choosing is found in the book of Matthew, when Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, tells people that if a soldier forces you to walk a mile with them, walk two. What's Jesus trying to say here? What he's saying is, take the power. You choose to give more than is asked or demanded as a choice, then you are being impeccable. You remain who you are and choosing. So, that's be impeccable with your word. I'm going to get to one more. We'll do version agreement number two today, and then 3 and 4 next week, I think. So that was agreement number one, and some of the questions and insights that I've had and that the group has had about being impeccable with your word. Realize that anytime you harm yourself, you are not being impeccable with your word. So become empowered, make a choice. And that goes for whether it's an agreement you made many years ago or whether you're agreeing to a demand today. Next, we move to don't take anything personally. And with that one, I spoke about a framework of A, B, C, D, allowing other people's points of view to take a step back and observe and not bite the hook of whatever someone's opinion might be. To retain control of your own reactivity and notice whether what's happening is a dialogue, two-way conversation, or a diatribe, a rant, a venting by someone. And one of the things that has come up for me a lot is, what if I didn't mind? The words, what if I didn't mind? So someone is having a meltdown of some kind, and the question that comes to mind for me is, what if I didn't mind? What if I just smile and nod? What if I don't even smile, I just nod? What if I just see it for what it is, a person having a reaction? I once saw a t-shirt, and I wish I could, I have never found it again, but it essentially said, your opinion of me says more about you than it does about me. And I really liked that. Your opinion of me says more about you than it does about me. And so one of the things that I encourage you to think of here is notice not just the people out there and their opinions about you, but also the opinions that you tell yourself about you. So imagine that there are, you know, we've got human voices that we know speaking to us out here in the physical, but up here in our minds, don't we have all of these little voices as well? The ones that say, you can't sing. Another one that says, suck with style. Another one that says, let it all hang out. Another one that says, keep quiet. And you have all of this mishmash of stuff going on in your head. And what if you didn't take any of it all that personally? What if instead you think, which one of these is going to be the most fun? Which one is going to be the most freeing? I'm going to choose to listen to that voice. Because they're just voices. The voices in your head are no different than the opinions of other people. And remember, opinions are like belly buttons. Everyone's got one. It's just what they do. It's what we do. But we don't actually have to believe everything that we hear, and we don't have to believe everything that we're told. I follow James Clear. Have anyone ever heard of James Clear? He wrote the book Atomic Habits, and he has a newsletter that comes out every Thursday. And he calls it, talk about a brilliant mission statement. He's got a newsletter that is split into 3, 2, and 1. 3 ideas from me, 2 ideas from other people, 1 question for you. And he calls this the most wisdom per word on the internet. That's their goal. So it's very clean, simple, profound stuff. And this week, the newsletter said, and I quote, "People usually judge you based on where you are currently, not what you could become eventually. Don't let one comment stop you from trying. File it away or use it as fuel. Focus on getting better. Someone else's analysis of your current position doesn't tell you anything about your current potential." Someone else's analysis of your current position doesn't tell you anything about your current potential. And I would expand what he says here to include not just the people outside, your friends, relatives, neighbors who are talking to you, but these voices here who are seeing how you currently are and projecting ahead about what your potential is. Don't take it personally. If you must take something personally, choose something that you like. It's just a story that we make up. So I will, in the interest of time, leave it there today with this summary. The summary is, resolve to be as loving to yourself as you can be. Resolve to watch your I am statements. I am bound in something that I promised 20 years ago. I am making some kind of betrayal if I choose differently. I am miserable. I am happy. Think of all of those I am. I'm scared to give my opinion. And notice those I ams. And then take a step towards what will make you feel better. If it's yes, or if it's no, is actually kind of irrelevant. What's important is whether or not you're doing it from a place of choice. And then, from a don't take things personally, remember not to bite the hook of somebody else's opinion, including the voices in your head. Suck with awesomeness, or whatever you said, I can't remember. Suck with style, that's what it was. And remember this little ditty. Sing it with me. If peace isn't there, take time to be still and question your thinking. What other idea could add more peace? It's amazing how freeing it can be to change your mind. That's how we create heaven on earth. I bless you.